Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Today on Ask Me Another, we're playing a game about words that rhyme with toys. So here's a speed round. What do you use to keep your jigsaw quiet?
That is a puzzle muzzle.
Yeah. What about a toy locomotive that's too cocky for its own good?
That's a vain train.
Yeah. What about tiny horses that make the FBI director feel like friendship is magic?
That's James Comey's My Little Pony.
Good enough.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're backstage, filling out their NPR March Madness brackets. Will Terry Gross take down Lakshmi Singh? And our special guest is stand-up comic Judy Gold. A bunch of her material centers around what it's like to be a Jewish mother. And I wonder, what kind of Jewish mother am I going to be? Will I complain to my son that he never calls me? Then again, my son will be a teenager in 2030. So it'll be more like, Lucas, you never mind meld with me. And that new planet, you never take me to TRAPPIST-1B. That android you spend so much time with, Rosenbot, that's her name? Well, is she Jewish? Our first two contestants will play a game about words that rhyme with toys. It's perfect for anyone who got a blister playing Twister, and really, who hasn't? Let's meet them. First up, Elizabeth Gorman on buzzer number one.
Hello.
Hi. You work at a nonprofit and recently adopted a kitten. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Cassie Jackson on buzzer number two.
Hey there.
You're an administrative assistant at an investment bank specializing in healthcare. Welcome.
That's correct. Thanks.
All right, Elizabeth and Cassie, the first of you who win two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. We're going to start with a word game called Toy Joy. In this game, every answer is a toy or a game paired with a word that rhymes with that toy. Jonathan Colton, would you like to give us an example?
I would. So if I said, if you're the first player to get rid of your cards, you win a trip to the capital of Alaska, you would answer, Juno Uno.
All right, so it does not matter what order you say the words in, buzz in to answer. And here we go. It walks downstairs alone or in pairs, and boy, does it reek. Elizabeth.
Stinky Slinky.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It reeks for a boy and a girl. That was always the weirdest part of that ad.
It's fun for a boy and a girl.
Slogan,
oh,
yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah. Mattel's most popular doll now works at a roast beef sandwich chain. Cassie.
Barbie Arby's.
That's right.
Ooh. Bad mortgage on that dream house.
Yeah.
Subprime Barbie.
That's all she could find. That's all she could find.
To win this game of global domination, first build up an army in Australia, then invade this delicious French soup. Elizabeth.
Risk bisque.
Yeah, that's right.
This game of intersecting words is based off the 2006 Brad Pitt movie featuring four intersecting stories.
Oh.
Oh, Cassie.
Scrabble Babble?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. We didn't think anyone saw that movie, even though it's...
It was nominated for Best Picture, a little thing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely
Academy
hadn't
Award
seen it.
Yeah.
But you knew it. That's all you needed for the answer. Oh, by the way, little side note is the fifth edition of the official Scrabble Player's Dictionary was updated for the first time in more than a decade, and they added 5,000 words like chillax.
Really?
Selfie.
I don't know if I like this.
Dubstep.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds so old already, right?
Yeah.
You're like, huh?
Yeah.
Bounce the ball, send a document on a piece of paper, then pick up as many cover sheets as you can. Elizabeth.
Jack's Facts.
Jack's Facts is exactly right.
Can you solve the mystery of who gave Mr. Body a contagious respiratory illness? Elizabeth, you look surprised that you buzzed in.
I hit it a little bit faster than I meant to.
Uh-huh.
Clue Flew.
Clue Flew is right.
That's right. Maybe Mr. Body should stop licking candlesticks.
Yeah, those things are filthy.
Exactly.
You don't know where those things
have been.
That
coiled rope?
Uh-huh.
Don't touch that. This is your last clue. Foam dart guns are the favorite weapon of Brainy, Harmony, and Papa. Elizabeth.
Nerf Smurf?
Yeah, that is correct. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, congratulations, Elizabeth. You are one step closer to moving on to our final round. You won that one.